As U.S. troops continue advancing on Baghdad, operations around another major city might serve as a blueprint for control of the Iraqi capital. More than 2 weeks after crossing the Kuwaiti border into Iraq, British forces have yet to take Basra, a city of 1.5 million people. Small groups of British soldiers stage regular raids on carefully planned targets there in an effort to minimize the damage and limit civilian casualties. BBC correspondent Tim Franks is with British Land Forces. He spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.
Well, British troops are gradually closing in on Basra, but it's a very gradual process indeed. At the moment, what they've got is a holding position, a toehold, just after the southernmost bridge into Basra. But the net is, I have to say, only closing very, very slowly around Basra. There's a very tentative feel to it. And British commanders say that's not because they're being overly cautious or worried. It's just that they are saying that they will only launch the full assault on Iraq's second city when they are absolutely confident that the conditions are right.
We've heard that there are psychological operations going on, troops broadcasting in Arabic saying surrender. Is that having any effect?
It's difficult to say. I was out at a vehicle checkpoint just near to Basra yesterday where, for the first time, British officers were handing out leaflets. The leaflets were showing a grinning Western soldier embracing a grinning Arabic man, and above the cartoon was, "This time we'll stay together." And on the back it said, "Please point out the enemy to us, English speakers come forward, soon you'll be liberated, and the coalition forces are not going to stay forever." And I spoke to some of the people who'd been given the leaflets. Some of them were undoubtedly very, very keen to see the back of Saddam Hussein as quickly as possible. But to be honest, the greater majority of people that we've been able to speak to are very skeptical about what the intentions of the coalition forces are. They feel that this is a war about oil, that the coalition forces are probably going to stay. They just want to be left alone. They hate the fact that there is a war. They are suffering, they say, from food shortages, from water shortages. They are terrified by the bombing that's going on. People have been caught in the crossfire.
This is a city that effectively has no government, and I wonder if it's tempting for the British soldiers to get involved in becoming the de facto government.
Well, it's very interesting looking at the places that have been, in quotes, liberated. I've just been today in Umm Qasr, the deep sea port right on the southern tip of Iraq, and people are saying that there is no government, that there is lawlessness. You see water that should be distributed for free being sold illegally on the black market. People are saying that they're going much shorter without food and water than they did before the war began. And they're saying that, you know, there's nothing they can do about the fact that local hoodlums are moving into the vacuum created by the fact that, you know, no longer is the Ba'ath Party running things, no longer is there a policeman. And that's not to say that any people have any great love for the Ba'ath Party or for Saddam Hussein, but they're just trying to deal with the fact that at the moment life is very difficult and people are very, very skeptical. We talked to a doctor in a local hospital and I said to him, "Could you not see that, for example, once the war is over and the sanctions regime is lifted, that you may actually have more medicine?" And he said, "No, I just simply do not trust that that is going to happen." And I think that this is a people that, for one reason or another, have been brutalized, repressed, gone without for so long, so many years, that they are immensely fearful and immensely skeptical that anything is going to improve rapidly.
The BBC's Tim Franks is with British Land Forces near Basra in southern Iraq. He spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.